KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church with Reverend Joseph Martin Jr. as pastor is inviting you to a choir music workshop June 7th through the 10th featuring Elder Ernest Bowman Jr., the minister of music at the New Hope Baptist Church and the Second Baptist Church. He's also the advisor and director of the Southern University Gospel Choir in Baton Rouge. Registration for this workshop is $20 and you must register by May 26th. The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Lamentations was written by none other than Jeremiah. And I want you to go to the third chapter. Beginning at verse 21, y'all excuse me, I got a cold, I'm going to be all right. I've already asked the Lord to let me preach today. Jeremiah writes these words, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope."
Yeah.
Now, if you want to know what he recalled to his mind, you need to read verse 1.
Yes, sir.
All the way down to verse 20. That'll be your homework.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Then he goes on to say in verse 22, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not." Look what he goes on to say. He said, "They are new every morning. Is thy faithfulness." 24 said, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him."
Yes, Lord.
I didn't say nothing about hope in no pastor. Did not say hope in your husband. Did not say hope in your wife. Did not say hope in whatever significant other that you have. It said hope in him. Verse 25 says, "The Lord is good,
good. Thank you, Lord. All the time.
Unto them all that the time. Wait for him."
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
"To the soul that seeks him."
Yeah. Yeah.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, I want to talk about God's unfailing faithfulness. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, God has unfailing faithfulness." The older I get, I realize that God is good and merciful because of God's unfailing faithfulness.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. He is faithful to us even when we are not even faithful to ourselves. let alone talking about being faithful to him. If it were not for his unfailing faithfulness, there would be no goodness nor mercies. The organization, which I love dearly, that is the United States Marine Corps, has an interesting motto, Semper Fidelis. In short, we just say Semper Fi. Yes. I see those two cadets sitting out there.
Amen.
Praise God, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And it is really the code of conduct and character of gallant warriors of the Marine Corps. You see, it is a description of our loyalty and a definition of our lives as Marines. Amen. It is supposed to be our driving purpose as honorable and dedicated warriors to the branch of service that we serve. Simplify. I believe the Bible says the same things about God. You see, when our when one of us chronicles or we catalog the action and attributes of God through his holy word, one could only say that our God is a God of unfailing faithfulness. And when I look around our city, I look around our state, our country, our world, and even our church, hearing the hurts and fears, the pain and frustrations, and seeing the tears and testing, I believe that it is incumbent upon me to remind us today that God's unfailing faithfulness. The book of Lamentation is a book, for some reason, that is not often read or preached from. But the book bears the name that does provide the readers an immediate insight into the book. You see, to lament means to cry. It has something to do with grief and grieving. You see, when one is lamenting, there is often expressions of agony, both verbally and emotionally. And of course, we know that it is Jeremiah, the prophet, who is grief-stricken, verbally expressing his emotional agony. In other words, he is lamenting over Judah and Jerusalem being destroyed by the Babylonians. He is lamenting, praise God, over the rebellious sins of Israel and the people of God being carried away into captivity. Psalmist Deacon Robinson in Psalms 137, verses 1 through 4, captures the words, Israel's mindset, praise God, in captivity when he writes these words. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away, captive required of us a song. And they that waste us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. We replied with this word, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? In other words, how can we sing the Lord's song, praise God, in an area of discontent? How can we sing the Lord's song, praise God, in a place, praise God, where there is no place to praise him? You see, Jerusalem is in a rumble and it is ruined. One writer says that the holy place is now a holy ash pile. Let me tell you what was going on. Women were widowed. Children were orphaned. Old men were maimed and left to die. And the elderly who were sick are left to starve. Young men and maidens are herded off in chains en route to Babylon. This just to name a few. The royal family of King Zedekiah has been made common people, praise God. And of course, you Bible readers know that King Zedekiah had his eyes put out. The treasury in Israel had been plummeted and is now in the hands of ungodly men. Oh, I'm trying to paint the picture for you. The holy vessels of the temple had been confiscated and would be used for unholy things. You see, due to sin, Jerusalem is left, praise God, in desolation. But Jeremiah, praise God, in our text today, praise God, especially in verse 21, he says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. In other words,